Good afternoon. It's 3 p.m., 83 degrees here on the campus of UL Lafayette. 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, 20% chance this evening and for Wednesday. Coming up at 4 o'clock, it's All Things Considered from NPR News. We're going to begin this hour by going into the interview studio with Judith Merriweather.
Joining me in the KRBS studios this afternoon is April Corville, who is wearing her other hat. We spoke often with April during the spring about festival, but she is a board member with Bike Lafayette, here to talk about a special ride that takes place in May, which is National Bike Month. It's called the Ride of Silence, and that will take place tomorrow in downtown Lafayette. Bike Lafayette is an organization that organizes this ride and does a lot of activity throughout the year. Tell us about the mission of Bike Lafayette.
Well, Bike Lafayette is a nonprofit local organization formed by a community of cyclists here in town and throughout Lafayette Parish. And we just work to advocate for, you know, cycling growth. To support the growing cycling community in Lafayette, we want to educate people about the rules of the road, both motorists and cyclists, and then also just to educate cyclists about safety. You know, safety is obviously first and foremost as part of our mission, but as people, bicycling grows in popularity just nationwide, alternative means of transportation and things like that. With Lafayette being a predominantly driving community, we want to bridge the gap between motorists and cyclists and educate both of them to make it safe for all the roads safe for all.
Well, now we were just chatting earlier before we went on the air about different communities and how they work with cycling to encourage it. Mm-hmm. You've lived in a very different community for a number of years. You're from here. Mm-hmm. But tell us about the sort of cycling situation where you lived before.
Well, I lived in Minneapolis, and Kate Durio, if you're listening, Minneapolis competes every year with Portland, who where she used to live, for the biggest cycling community, biggest cycling city. So there's an extremely robust infrastructure with bike paths and cycling education and just safety education. And there's a true share the road mentality up there, you know, where, you know, bicyclists are aware of the drivers and the drivers are aware of the bicyclists, and there's a mutual respect there. And I think that, you know, it works. And obviously there are some things that don't work, but there's some of that that is starting to take place here in Lafayette.
Well, yes, there's been a conversation, yeah, and actually lots of improvements over the past few years. I know here on campus a lot has, mm-hmm, been done to facilitate bike riding, both in the bike lanes and also a huge presence of places to park your bike, lock your bike on campus.
Yeah.
So that's being encouraged.
Right.
And I think people can really see the effect of it.
Yeah, and with organizations like Bike Lafayette and Mountain Bike Lafayette and our cooperation with the city and the Lafayette Parish City Government, they've been really willing to work with organizations to encourage that kind of mentality. And so we're in a very interesting spot right now where we're kind of at a little bit at the beginning of this, but it's growing and we're moving forward, and it's positive things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so do you said you often ride your bike to work.
Yeah. I love my little hybrid bicycle, and, you know, I'll bike to work or I'll bike to the grocery store or, you know, just kind of bike down to downtown to have a beer or, you know, just, mm-hmm, hang out with friends. And it's, yeah, I try to get out there as much as I can.
And so you make a real effort. I mean, you're used to that, but it sounds like you do try in many diverse ways to use your bicycle.
Yeah, multifaceted.
I think there's you know, a large population of adults who sort of left cycling behind as children and don't think of it as just a way to either get to work or to
right. And the way that Lafayette is set up is the neighborhoods are kind of isolated, so you don't necessarily drive through a neighborhood to get to your destination. And so it's also a great way, if you're just leisurely riding, to duck into one of these little neighborhoods and just ride around and look at the scenery and the architecture and the landscaping, and just to kind of explore Lafayette on a whole more – it's on a lot – more intimate level than if you were in a vehicle.
Intra-city sightseeing on your bicycle.
Staycation.
Yes. So so you mentioned the mission of Bike Lafayette. How do you get that word out there? How do you interact with the public?
We hold a lot of events that we invite the public to that raise awareness about cycling safety and just a growing community for motorists out there. That just educate people about, you know, the rules of the road, that educate cyclists about the rules of the road, and just kind of reach out to the public that way through just various events throughout the year.
Mm-hmm. And you also have a website and Facebook page where people can go for more information?
Yeah, bikelafayette.org or Bike Lafayette on our Facebook page. Because we're a nonprofit, you know, we are always looking for members to, you know, get regular updates and just kind of be informed about different stuff. So,
well, now you are, this is during National Bike Month, but you all locally helped to put together the Ride of Silence. It's a kind of a grassroots event. It just sort of seems very organic, but Bike Lafayette is really instrumental in making sure that it happens in this community. Tell us about the Ride of Silence.
The Ride of Silence was formed in 2003, actually in Dallas is where it originated, and it grew to a national event, to a national level, and now it is an international level. It's a global event that that pays respects to anyone that has been killed or injured on public roadways. Man, I am tripping over a lot of my words today. Public roadways or killed or injured on a bicycle. So it is an event to honor those and pay respects. It does act as a memorial, and Bike Lafayette is putting on the Lafayette Ride, which is happening tomorrow, Wednesday. It starts at 6 p.m. It's about 10 miles, but it's a leisurely pace, and we invite everyone that all skill levels to come out. And it is a silent ride. But it does help us build community and kind of strengthen those relationships. We're meeting at the Mickey Schunick Bike Ghost Bike Memorial that's right behind Black and Coliseum. And it, you know, it is a way to just kind of pay some respects. And
How big a problem is that in Louisiana?
Well, I don't have the figures for statewide. I do know that over the past 3 to 4 years that this number is growing, there have been at least 173 injuries by people on bicycles in the public roadways. Mm-hmm. And then we've had 3 killed. This past year, Michael Connick was killed on a bicycle, and then last year, everyone is familiar with Lon Lomas and that accident. So, and then just recently, there has been a large group of people that have been injured in Baton Rouge, and they were on a group ride, and so this is to just raise some awareness for these accidents and to prevent them from happening. It's a great way to raise awareness for safety for cyclists as well. And tomorrow's ride is going to be escorted by police, so we don't have to worry about a group
getting through the traffic.
Yes, exactly.
Large group.
Right.
So you mentioned that it will start at the Mickey Schunick Ghost Bike, which is near Blackham Coliseum. Where should people park along the road? I know there's a sort of a larger parking lot there.
Right.
But where do they suggest people park?
I think that they are encouraging people to park along the roads back there. And then there's also, if you want to park like I think they're along Cajun Field and kind of ride your bike down. That's an easy option too.
Mm-hmm. I realized as I said it, this is a bit ironic. You would think, well, shouldn't they just ride their bikes ride there? But some people may be coming from a little further
from,
away.
If you're coming from, out of town or, outside of Greater Lafayette area, you can park, Cajun Field and then just ride your bike down. It's the side road behind Blackham Coliseum that kind of just is on the outskirts of the St. Street area.
Right.
So we'll start there and kind of meander through the St. Streets and go down Simcoe a little bit and then come back, and we'll actually end also at the Mickey Shunick Ghost Bike Memorial.
And about how long will that take?
It's going to be a leisurely pace. So if you're going about 12 miles an hour, it should take less than an hour. So it's a open to most skill levels, if you can kind of – it's not a race or anything like
right.
that. It's
so
just
there
a leisurely
could be children on their bikes with parents as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean if they can go about 12 miles an hour and keep a pretty steady pace, then definitely we're welcome all age ranges and skill sets.
All right. If you are just tuning in, my guest is April Corville. She's a board member with Bike Lafayette, here to talk about the Ride of Silence, which begins in North America and then rolls across the globe. So everyone around the world will be doing this Ride of Silence, commemorating those people who have been injured or killed in the past year riding a bicycle. So people can find out maybe the details if they're not writing them down right now. Can they go to your website, or which would be the better place, the Facebook or the website?
There's definitely more information on the Facebook event page, but you can find it and get there by going to bikelafayette.org, or be sure to follow us on Facebook to get just different news and information about cycling safety and, any victories that, we've had in cycling advocacy on the Bike Lafayette Facebook page. But it is a 2015 Ride of Silence. Lafayette, I believe, is the official event name. The map of the route is there, and some pictures and just a lot of different details.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know we're getting on summer and it gets a little hot for bike riding for some people, but do you have any events coming up this summer that people should know about?
Not over the summer. We do have more events that pick up in the fall, and it's, a lot of more sort of memorial events to raise awareness and things like that. But I think this will be the last one before it just gets miserably hot.
Yeah.
and then we've got more in the fall.
So keep in touch through those two sites, website or Facebook page, and you can be apprised of what's going to take place in the fall.
Yep.
Again, this is National Bike Month. May is National Bike Month. And you can participate tomorrow evening starting at 6, beginning at the Mickey Shunick Ghost Bike Memorial. All are invited. If you can go about 10 to 12 miles an hour, you can participate, and should take about an hour. If you ride there, that's wonderful. If not, there are parking spaces in the general area, and it will get started around 6 o'clock. Well, thank you so much, April. We appreciate your perspective on other communities. And
yeah,
perhaps
thanks for having
me.
Perhaps
if we keep up with it, Lafayette could compete with Portland and Minneapolis.
We could only hope so.
That's right. Thanks so much, April.
Thank you.